Blog Talk Radio.
This is Merle with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, I don't know, we went from some pretty nice weather here in New York City to cold and raining and windy, and everyone knows. And I'm in my house by my computer doing this, so I'm a little warmer, and it's not raining in the house. Nor is it windy. And, well, today I am going to have Renee Taylor on the show. You remember Renee Taylor? She was the one who portrayed Fran Drescher's mother in The Nanny. Yep, it's been years, I know, but she's still out there entertaining. And she's going to be appearing at the Queens Performing Arts Center at Queensborough Community College here in New York City on November 23rd with her show that's entitled My Life on a Diet, and she'll be talking about her career. Yeah. Well, let's see. Well, the chickens wanted to know. Yeah, well, she'll be on soon. I gotta say hello. They have to, you know. But anyway, well, you know.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy tale brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yeah, and you can get these really delicious brownies at www.brownies.com. I did a brownie test with Mother Myrick's brownies and, to see which I like better. Interesting. I can't say I like one better than the other. They were both different. I found Mother Myrick's to be a little more cocoa-y and less sweet. But because they both use the same, you know, the same chocolate, they were both great. So now, well, we got Renee on the phone, on the air right now. Hi, Renee.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay. How's it going? So you're coming to Queens, huh?
Yeah, I'm so excited because I used to live there. I graduated from Jamaica High. So I'm
really
excited about my hometown, visiting my hometown, although I was born in the Bronx.
Were you? Yeah, me too. Oh,
really?
I'm from
Ellen Parkway.
Yeah, look at that. So how long has it been since you've been back to New York?
Oh, I come like as often as I can. I come to visit.
Oh, because you have your relatives here, you mean?
I got all my whole family is in New York. I'm in Beverly Hills, California, and my family's in New York.
Oh, okay. Any of them still live in Queens?
Do they? No, they live in White Plains. They live in, well, maybe they do. Maybe they live in Queens, New Jersey. They're all over.
Oh, okay. So now, first I have to tell you something, because it's really interesting in terms of the show The Nanny. I'm one of these. I never saw the show when it was on primetime. I don't know why. And I started watching it in the reruns.
Yeah.
And as I watched in the reruns, and I can't even tell you how many times I've seen each episode, I'm one of these people, like, I go, there's nothing on TV. Oh, The Nanny is on. I'll watch that. I'll watch that. But as I'm watching it, I'm going, how did they get away with it? With all the double entendres.
Oh, really? I didn't even notice them.
You delve into it, I'm going, oh, my God, I'm surprised these things weren't censored. But I've certainly enjoyed it. So have you been doing, I guess, since? Tell me about your career and this whole thing with My Life on a Diet.
Well, the past couple of years, I've been traveling around the country playing My Life on a Diet. It's my memoir. It's the story of my life as I was living it and what I was eating. You know, some people remember their life by what they were wearing. Me, I remember what diet I was on. And as I met famous people, I would remember what they were eating. I mean, I learned something from every famous person that I met. Even Fran used to tell me how to eat. You know, she's on Weight Watchers for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so Grace Kelly, Marilyn Monroe, all these people gave me diet tips that today I still remember them.
And was any of them particular that you said, would you say worked for you or didn't work?
They all work. Every diet works for you when you're doing it, you know? But then you have to go back. My problem was always maintaining. I would lose a lot of weight. I have been like from a size 2 to 22. That's been my range.
Wow. And in terms of like when you were on The Nanny, you fluctuate. Well, what we ever did since all you do is eating. Eating was the...
It's eating. Yeah, you
right.
know, it started as an accident. When I started, I didn't have many lines, so I would be in a food scene and I would eat off everybody's plate in the family. And they liked it so much and they kept it in. So my weight fluctuated so much that finally my doctor gave me a note that said she can't eat anymore on the show.
As I watched it, because now I was watching it to see, I was curious to see, like, whether people are actually eating, you know what I mean? I mean, that you could, you know what I mean?
Eating. Are you taping this? Are we on the air now?
Yeah.
Could I just get off for 1 second to tell the other person I'm... Hello?
Yeah, and tell the other person. Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Don't worry about it. We're just schmoozing. Well, okay. So she had to get off. That's what I'm getting. I'm hoping she'll call back. Okay. Well, Okay, here we are, and back again.
That was embarrassing.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, what's the matter?
I don't know how to use my phone. I don't know how to use my phone.
I well understand. People are always going, can I text you? I go, I don't got that on my phone. No, I don't get that.
Uh-huh.
You know, or they ask me things. No, my phone doesn't do that. No. I don't know. No, I don't have Twitter. No, I don't.
So are you coming to the show?
Oh, yeah, I'm coming to the show. Yeah, definitely. I'm looking on, and I'm looking forward to it. You could
thank
also
you. You know, recently, Fran got married again. I went to her, and she had the best food I have ever tasted in my whole life at a wedding.
Oh, my God.
She had thick potato pancakes with lox and caviar on top.
Oh, my. By the way, I do a lot of food articles, so I understand. I've gained a lot of weight because of the food articles.
Oh, I bet. Tasting.
It's the tasting.
That, yeah, they say people that taste don't gain weight, but that's not true. Because my husband is a great cook, and I taste his stuff. He's an Italian cook.
Oh, that makes it worse, huh?
Well, yeah, because he can make 100 different kinds of pasta, and all of them are great.
Yeah, it's the pasta thing, yeah. But, yeah, for us, it's the challah bread and the...
Oh, yeah, well, he even makes challah bread. He makes French toast out of it with eggs and brandy and all of that, so whatever he makes.
Yeah, no, I quite understand. It's a thing. It's not even like... I don't even get hungry. It's like either I'm bored... Or
yeah.
I'm going, I need to create something because I want to get the taste in my mouth, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, so I understand this. So how long have you been doing this particular show?
About 6 months. Traveled to Florida and where else have I played? I'm going to be playing Buffalo.
Just shuffling off, huh?
Shuffling off. They have great buffalo wings there. Every town I go to, I remember for the food.
I'm laughing because that's what goes in my head too.
I tell people, you know, after the show they come over. I take pictures with them, and they tell me what diets they're on, and they say,
mm-hmm.
"Well, have you been on the cabbage soup diet? Have you been on the Master Cleanse?" So I'm on all these different... nobody has mentioned a diet yet that I haven't been on.
Oh, God. I tell people if the best way to go on a diet is to read the newspapers and watch the news on TV all day, and when they when they get to the good news, then eat. You'll starve that way, though. So, yeah, what has been has cake been the thing that gets you the most?
No, carbohydrates is the thing. I could eat French fries forever. Yeah, bread, cake, French fries, sweet potato fries, potato skins. I guess I love potatoes. I love everything, every carbohydrate. Whenever I'm scared, you know, they call it comfort food, but whenever I'm scared, I eat a carbohydrate. Corn, potato chips. Once a very famous model, Lauren Hutton, said to me, "Renee, eat whatever you want, but never eat a potato chip because it's made with lard."
And did you?
Yeah. But whenever I eat it, I remember that she says never, under any circumstances, eat potato chips.
I just, what I do is I just don't keep bread in the house. And then I got to figure out how I'm going to eat something without the bread, you know.
Overeaters Anonymous, they say never eat when you're hungry, when you're angry, when you're lonely, or you're tired. So you would never eat.
Yeah, right. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
When did they tell you you should eat?
For nourishment. Just when you need nourishment.
What good is that? What fun is that? In that? So anyway, so tell me about, it's a part of, by the way, do you remember anything about living in Queens? I'm just curious.
I lived in Kew Garden Hills.
Kew Garden Hills. Oh, that's the area is now, Kew Garden Hills is all like a lot of Orthodox Jews right now.
Really? It wasn't
yeah.
when I lived there. When
yeah,
I was going to Jamaica
yeah.
High.
Mm-hmm. That's where Queens College is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it was a good school then. I don't know if it is now, but it was a good school then.
Yeah, I read something. I don't remember what I read about it, whether they're closing it or something, or saying, yeah, I think that's what's going on. But when you... So tell me, I mean, the last thing I saw you in was that other show she was doing on TV, Fran Drescher. And you,
oh, yeah, Happily Divorced. That was
yeah,
fun.
And she, and you got to... Well, you got to play the neighbor instead of the mother.
Yeah, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, it must have been a lot of fun. And you got to keep the same character, too.
Yeah, and I got to keep my clothes, too. I like to be on those shows. When I first started on The Nanny, I said, well, who would wear things like that? And then I found out who would, me. And I'd say, who would wear her
you.
Who would wear her hair like that? And it was me.
So you really got into it. I would, as I watched it over the years, I could see, you know, the hair changing, the body changing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first time in my life that I wore a girdle when I was on that show. I never wore a girdle before. But the thing about a girdle, women don't wear them anymore. They wear pantyhose. But a thing about a girdle is it makes you stand a certain way. And
yeah.
It makes you walk a certain way.
Well, now what
so
do they wear? What are those things? Like, not spandex. That's, you know, they call it. What do they call
Spanx,
that now?
Spanx.
Spanx, yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't make you stand a certain way or walk a certain
nah.
way.
No.
You can
not
be floppy and wear that.
It just moves the fat somewhere else.
Yeah,
that's all it does. So and so since the show, since that show, what have you been then on the road and writing up your own show then?
Yeah, well, I was on. If You Ever Leave Me, I'm Going With You with my husband, and I've been on other shows like How I Met Your Mother and. Recently, I was on a show that isn't on yet. They're called Weird Loners. It's on Fox. It hasn't been shown yet.
When the
and I
do you know
a
when
couple
the...
of I don't know. It's a mid-season replacement. So soon it'll be on. And
oh,
then
okay.
I made a couple of movies with Tyler Perry last year. I did a movie called Temptations, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor. That was fun.
Oh, good.
I was on
and
Two
what,
Broke Girls.
Oh, were you on there?
Yeah,
oh, wait
I played
a minute.
I played an Orthodox Jew on there. And I ordered cupcakes, and they fooled me. They told me they were. They told me they were kosher, and they weren't. So it was a Shonda.
That's funny, and of course it's the cupcakes.
My husband co-wrote the show with me, and he directed it, so it's great that I get to travel with him, and I can have an affair with the director.
Oh, that's a good thing. He's going to be there at the when you're at Queensborough Community College?
I introduce him to the audience every show, and then he comes out, and we take pictures with everybody.
Oh, good. That's great. So have you had fun doing it?
I have a wonderful time because it's so great to hear the audience laugh like that because, you know, I was on my first diet when I was a little girl. My mother took me to doctors because she said I couldn't go 5 minutes without having a bagel in my mouth. So my whole life I've been obsessed with different diets, and I show a lot of slides of me at different weights with different movie stars. And I show some of the movies I was on, and I even show some scenes from The Nanny.
Uh-huh. Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Do you remember the show where Fran said, "My, you ate the potpourri"?
Yes. Yes, I do. I'm surprised I can't recite every line with that show, right?
Uh-huh. You know, she's making it into a musical, The Nanny.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Well, that should be good. I think, is she writing it?
Yeah. She's writing it with some of the writers from The Nanny. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I'm looking forward to that, too. Are you going to be in it?
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah, well, we all do. Do you sing? I don't even know.
Yes,
you sing.
I sing,
oh, okay.
I dance. I do lap dances. I'm kidding.
Do you? Oh, really looking forward to this. I really am.
Thank you.
Yeah, do you expect an audience of Altacacas?
Do I?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I'm telling my husband. I'm on the radio, Joe. He wants to know if I said anything nice about you. I said we were having an affair.
Okay. He can say hello if he wants. He's allowed.
You can say hello.
Merle, how are you?
Yeah.
You don't call, you don't write, you don't text, you don't tweet. I never hear from you. You know,
well,
Twitter.
You don't send me flowers anymore.
Well, you know, that's because I haven't heard from you, Merle. since the Ajax Motel.
You sure it was the Ajax?
How are you?
Oh, okay, I'm fine. So you're coming to New York too, huh?
Yeah. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I was telling Renee. I'm practically memorized every nanny, every show.
Oh, good.
Because I keep it's one of these things. I go, oh God, there's nothing on TV. Oh, the nanny's on. I'll watch it.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how many people say to me, you know, I turn the nanny on. If Renee's not on it, I don't watch. No, we love the show. Fran's a good, but did Renee tell you? We just went to her wedding. And let me put Renee back on.
Yeah,
so
okay.
She can be more entertaining than I.
Okay.
Do you know that he's been my boyfriend for 49 years?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Next year we'll be married 50 years.
Wow. So what are you going to do for the 50th wedding anniversary?
Oh, we're going to have a big party. But Joe says that the first 50 years are the easiest, then it gets hard.
Then it gets tough after that, huh?
Yeah. But first you got to get to know each other.
Oh, yeah. This is true.
I
are you always like... Did you ever find yourself in your career, like, you know, having to go long distance from each other?
No. When he goes to the bathroom, I say, how long are you going to be in there?
No shit.
I don't like to be separated from him.
Well,
sometimes when we're in the plane, he sits in the front and I sit in the back, or vice versa. And the stewardess says, "Don't you want to sit together?" And I say, "No, the separation helps the marriage." So then when we get together, I can say, "So what's new?" Hey, you're a good audience. You're a good audience. Sit up front when you come.
I hope so. I want to share something with you. I've had some people on the radio show that were comedians, and I'm going, I'm waiting for somebody to say something funny. I'm going, what else do I have? I'm throwing things and whatever, and then I wind up being funnier than them. By the way, I've been a comedian for 30 years in the past, so it's you. So I sit back, kind of. I want to, you know, interview other people, and I don't want to do the comedy. And it's like, oh, thank God, you're funny.
Well, I hope so. You know, I'm a senior citizen and an actress in her late 30s, but I've been at it for about some years, you know. That's a long time.
I understand. Well, I'll let you get back to what... you're doing. And,
I'm cleaning windows. Cleaning windows.
You do windows.
With spit.
Of course.
I'm looking forward to meeting you. So come backstage.
So when you're coming, I'll come backstage. Let them know.
Yeah.
Did you catch my name?
Yeah, Merrill.
Did you catch the last name?
No.
Oh, my last name is
Street.
Exit.
What is it?
Exit, E-X-I-T.
What kind of name is that?
I changed it to Exit so I could see my name up in lights.
I thought you were going to tell me your last name was Street.
No.
She's funny. She's a funny girl. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Okay. Great talking with you. And I'll see you on the 23rd.
What date am I there? What date is it?
What?
What date am I there?
November 23rd.
So I hope, you know, people from Queens that know me, or people that don't know me from the Bronx. People come from the Bronx can come too.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be having the Times Ledger run an article on the interview, so we can.
Oh, that's nice.
Give us, you know, publicity before, and
that
maybe
would
I'll
be
even
great.
And I'll also like put it into another. I write for two Queens newspapers.
Oh.
Or people ask me if I'm from Queens. I tell them no, my folks are straight.
Well, you know,
anyway,
I enjoy talking to you because you're a great audience. For a comedian, you're a great audience. Usually comics aren't, you know. You know, when is the show going to be on?
When is what show going to be on?
The one we're doing right now.
Well, actually, I'm not sure because I think we're live.
Oh.
And it's archived.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry
so
about it.
Okay, I hope I didn't say any dirty words.
No, listen, I always tell people ask me sometimes, I've got a show, and people will say to me, is there anything I can say? And I just say to them, oh, no, just as long as you don't say shit or fuck.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
I don't think I said it.
No, you didn't. Okay, I'll see you on the 23rd then.
Okay, great talking to you.
Right.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your husband for me, too.
I will. Bye.
Okay, bye. That's great. Okay. Well, not sure what the story is with this thing. I have to see what's going on. I thought this was taped. So, or live or whatever. So now, let's see. I'm going to end the show. Yep. Oh, bye.